Thank you for joining another episode of the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff. This is Breshvik Penicillin, along with Dr. Tasty.
What's up? Again.
The Southside Santa.
Hey, I'm still here. You haven't killed me yet.
Commodore Bob.
What's up, motherfucker?
Der Kirsch.
Hello!
And El Cocho.
Hola, amigos. El hola.
And we rounded up as many of us as we could, because as you can hear in the background, we've been invited to this boss party here of other awesomes. Did you guys have any trouble finding the place on this weird ethereal plane that we're on?
I was here before they invited me.
Strange.
I had a GPS. It brought me right here.
Yeah, the Google Maps doesn't work. Sure shit.
Yeah, and you can't teleport as easily, so...
I had a map in the glove box.
Yeah, why are we here?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, aside from the party, we're being called before the council. I think they want to make us members of this awesome lodge because we're so awesome. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Well, that's a given. But yeah. I won't complain about what they've got going on here.
The hors d'oeuvres.
Especially this, the hors d'oeuvres and all of this liquid. Whores devours, huh? Well, I guess a whore would devour this stuff.
Before we impress everyone here and the council with our amazing abilities, I did want to get into some news items real quick. A man from Indiana, that mythical land, a 21-year-old, was arrested. This man was arrested for selling 60 brains of dead mental patients. Stolen brains, or attempting to sell stolen brains on eBay. David Charles allegedly stole more than 60 brains in jars from the Indiana Medical History Museum. And,
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They weren't any of mine.
No. Yours are on lockdown. I don't think anybody could get to those.
All right.
He was arrested December 16th.
Those brains belong in the museum.
So do you! Charles was arrested after authorities organized an undercover sting at Dairy Queen, which is where you would do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't understand this weird mix of intelligence and these criminal activities. On one hand, you've got a guy that's intelligent enough to steal brains.
Right.
Obtain brains. And then he's
the smartest
stupid,
thing you could steal.
And sells, tries to sell them on eBay. I mean, who's going to go on eBay and say, hey, I need some brains. Let's go to eBay.
You'd be surprised, I think.
I mean, if I wanted some brains, all I would do is just go outside, and there's access to plenty of brains.
The return policy is kind of squidgy on eBay.
I wonder what his seller rating was.
I also wonder what the actual heading of the brains. Do you think he ended up bothering to write stolen human brains on there, or if it was like totally genuine article unstolen brains. One owner.
Warning.
Previous owner.
One human brain, slightly used.
It's got big bold text in the description that says like, these are actual brains. If you want fake brains, this is not the place to get fake brains.
Previous owner, Abby Normal.
Right. But another question is, there was a sting operation at Dairy Queen? What were people doing using the brains? Making smoothies or something?
No. I think that they were
freeze! There you go!
It's a brain freeze. They probably called him down there and said, hey, we'll do the handoff. You can bring the jars of brains, and we'll, you know, and they didn't want to do it like in a shady basement or a parking garage. So they just went down to the Dairy Queen because they have really good chili cheese fries and chili dogs there. What are you going to do with a brain? Giving them to Siler?
A delicacy.
Okay. Brain food.
Brain food. Mm-hmm. Chilled monkey brains.
Yep. But you gotta get the ones preserved in alcohol instead of formaldehyde.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's sort of like putting a cherry in your martini, you know?
It's just that one popular Halloween item. Like, you know how they do, like, you know, the spaghetti and, like, oh, it's witch's hair, or, like, the grapes. Oh, it's, you know, vampire eyeballs.
Yeah.
And they do, like, the gelatin brain. Like, hey, here's a gelatin brain. Ah, gotcha! It's a real one.
Ooh, actual brains.
Spooky brain.
Spooky real brains.
Now, kids, make sure that you wash your hands. It came from a crazy person. You don't want to catch the crazy. The little kid's like, what? You mean you? Jesus fuck, what's wrong with you? And they're like, you're the one playing with brains, not me.
Sounds like this is telling a personal story now. From your youth.
Yeah.
That was 2 days
ago. El Cocho brought up a good point, and a wonderful children's story.
It's another item that's, you know, kind of a typical... We hear these kind of stories a lot around the Revengers compound. A man from Michigan claims that someone vandalized his estate. He called the police. They said that they broke into his house. They wandered around his property, stole and ate his pizza. In this case, it was he claims it was Bigfoot. Oh, sorry, I kind of buried the lead on that, didn't I? He says that. He says he's got evidence. There's Bigfoot droppings, empty food containers.
Bigfoot's a pain in the ass. News at 11.
Anthony Padilla spoke to the sheriff's deputy, explaining that he awoke a Bigfoot spirit when he was knocking branches against a tree. and that ever since then, Bigfoot has been, like, shape-shifting and breaking into his house and stealing his pizza.
Into a form of a homeless person?
That's interdimensional.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a strange Bigfoot story. A Bigfoot spirit.
Run up to where they hide behind the tree and go around. They're not there.
I heard that he said that when he first saw it, he thought it was a guy in a ghillie suit hunting.
Yeah.
But that when they locked eyes, Bigfoot here began to turn into a mist and then reformed himself as a white-tailed deer and ran into the woods.
That's the shape-shifting part. People don't realize that Bigfoot is a lot more paranormal and multidimensional and superpowered than just some man-ape. There's a lot more going on there.
You mean he's supernatural mechanism. Because...
Yeah.
This sounds like a trickster or some sort of, like, pagan spirit that is dicking around with the local populace.
Yeah. Well, that's a
big... I guess that's Bigfoot.
That's like, remember those commercials, like, messing with Sasquatch? That's actually backwards. Sasquatch messes with us and eats our beef jerky.
Well, that's why that commercial was funny. Son of a bitch! Right. That's why those commercials were funny, because they turned it around on its head.
The, thing that I don't really understand about this article is that all of it makes sense. Totally. I mean, you just have to end up reading it as a fact, except for one aspect. How is this guy so sure that, oh, clearly I brought on the wrath of Bigfoot while I was banging a hunk of wood against whatever he was banging
against? Some trees, you know, like, against the trees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's banging some branches against a tree. Like, yeah. Clearly, I was doing that, which brought Bigfoot. Not, oh man, I wonder why Bigfoot's here. Oh, it's probably because he's fucking pissed off and he's about those trees.
Well, now that's how you're gonna find all the Bigfoot hunters. Mm-hmm. Is you'll see them whacking the crap out of trees with other parts of tree, trying to summon.
Bigfoot doesn't like that. Bigfoot doesn't like it. That's the thing, like, this guy says this has been going on for a long time, but he just recently came forward because he wants to claim the $10 million prize on a reality television show called $10 Million Bigfoot Bounty, which, horrible title, by the way. I mean, it tells you what they're all about, but it's still, like... Doesn't really roll off the tongue. It's better.
Yeah, Bigfoot paying for that pizza. That's what it's all about.
They should just sue Bigfoot.
Wait.
As I know from watching hours and hours of Bigfoot reality shows, the correct term...
Hardcore porn.
The correct term is squatch.
That sounds more like some stupid, like, new age yuppie food.
What?
Like some... Squatch, like some sort of like hybrid vegetable that gives like nutrients to whatever the fuck human thing you need.
Dr. Tasty, a squatch is actually a squash that you can tell time with.
It's very offensive.
It's a squatch.
It's all organic.
It just sounds like you need more squatch in your diet. Why don't you go meditate on that and suck your own dick or something? Man.
It's very offensive to associate the Yetis with Sasquatch. I mean, they're completely separate species. And, like, one's white and in the mountains of Tibet. And the other is an American shape-shifting mandrake. Or,
you guys...
or a short-nosed bear. I'm not sure how...
But the Yeti is more carnivorous than the Sasquatch. Sasquatch is more of an omnivore than anything.
So what is the difference then? We know the difference between a Yeti and a Sasquatch. What about Bigfoot?
Well, Bigfoot is Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, so those are interchangeable terms.
Yeah, it's okay. Just depending on the language.
Yeah.
Commodore Bob and Dick Hershier are resident
skunk ape
Bigfoot.
For... Well, Bigfoot's just a general term for it. The skunk ape, you know, it's just... It's regional names for whatever it is.
Like mountain lion.
And then there are different kinds that... Yeah, and then there are different kinds that have different fur colors. Some have actual, like, different body shapes and, like, their heads. Some have more broader shoulders. Some have broader hips. Some range from about 8 to 9 feet tall. Some down to about 7 feet tall.
What's your favorite type? If you were going to pick a Bigfoot, do you like the Bigfoot with... the wider hips, like childbearing hips, or do you like a Bigfoot that has a little more up front? Like, Commodore Bob, if you were going to pick a Bigfoot, say, for the weekend?
So it's like, are you a boob man or a leg man?
I picked the original.
Well, in this case, you're a foot guy, I guess.
It's a Bigfoot fetish.
By the way, I think this is a great conversation to be having at a mixer.
I know.
Just an all-inclusive conversation that no one else can participate in.
I mean, I think Bigfoot is at this party. I think I saw him over there hanging out with Epic Beard Man and Techno Viking.
Oh yeah, I see him over there. He's getting some punch. Yeah.
We've been talking about Bigfoot this whole time. Do you think he heard us?
Who cares?
Doesn't anyone else have a camera?
It doesn't matter. Even if you take a picture, it'll just turn out blurry.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's how that works.
Oh look, there's
Hey, I see there's Senor T over there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's got his partner Dana, Mulder and Scully. Oh, they're talking to FDR.
There are a lot of weird people that pass for awesomes here.
I mean, the music's being provided by Keyboard Cat and Freddie Mercury.
Senor T, I love the gold. Love it.
That's right up your alley.
Dude, they hate it when you do that.
Yeah.
Stop.
I don't care what they think. It's just me.
Oh, there's Gaia over there. Yeah.
Yeah, look, she braided her own.
Got it.
Oh, nice.
I haven't seen her since Captain Planet.
That's what I was going to say. Yes, it's the Captain Planet days.
Yeah. She lost some weight. She's looking good.
Not patchouli.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, she's been busy being in practically every single Japanese anime in RPG. So... You don't have a lot of time to eat.
Well, she's been keeping busy.
Those.
I'm glad she's been keeping busy, though. Still doing stuff.
You would think that a pantheon of gods would be able to have unlimited chip dip, and they're already running out of the ranch.
Well, maybe it'll refill itself when the bowl's empty. You don't know.
No, I tried that.
They're bringing in wings.
Ooh.
God, I love wings.
Revenge.
Who's this? Yeah. Oh, hi.
Reventress?
That's like a weird
butler.
The unstoppable Sky Daddies are ready to receive you. Walk this way.
Oh, okay.
This way.
Oh, all right. More of a saunter, but I guess we'll follow you there.
I don't want to walk like that.
He's got a bit of a hop at the end there, like a gait.
It's shuffling. He's shuffling.
I'd say it's more of a scuttle.
It's like he's mocking me.
Behold and tremble, as they now stand before you. The unstoppable Sky Daddies. Before you now stands mighty Jupiter, the odd amalgamation of Zeus and Jupiter. Stronger and stranger than both.
Ooh, yeah!
Svarog of Russia, Lord of Derp.
Hello, all you little people.
Ancient Tekken Prime of the long since dust Aztec Empire.
I am Tekken Prime. Worship me, whatever. You don't get it.
Nuda, Celtic god of war and poetry.
I am here to fuck shit up. And with violence.
Manitou, Native American neutrality deity.
Shalom alaikum.
How?
Yes, that's what we say.
And I believe you all know the almighty Jim Vivas of Ronkonkoma, Viking god of the rock swords?
Hey, Dongs, I'm in hyper-meditative mode. Check out my spinning wolf lava shield. It's like a shield, only made of lava and wolves. Kind of like the leaf shield in Mega Man 3.
Don't expect your friendly acquaintanceship with Jim to sway the opinion of
Dr. Tasty, D-bag punch in the face.
Pauza.
That's for walking in a way I don't understand. I walk like a champ.
That was our champion.
Yeah, was.
Well, welcome to the sacred antechamber of the Council of Sky Daddies, ancient overseers of the gods. And...
well, from the looks of that 2343 Santa Fe F3AA, this appears to be a model train room.
Oh, it's that too. I got old scale up front and 8 toe gauge in the corner giving a sense of force perspective. Yeah!
Yeah, you got neat little toys running all over the place. I like it.
You know something, mean team? What we got here is a couple of skinny little punks looking to take on madness. Not gonna join the ranks of the mega powers. I could probably pop their little heads like those tiny mini tomatoes they put in my salad at the Sizzler.
The grape tomatoes.
Yeah, they are the cherry tomatoes. Grapes are the witty, bitty, 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 bitty.
They're dainty and I smash them in a cross-faced chicken wing submission hole. Yeah! So I ask you, Revengerist, what makes you think you want to throw down in the steel cage hell in a cell with us?
I guess mostly glory, prestige, scotch.
And there's a whole lot of tax breaks we can get while we file.
That would be Section 7A on the W-2.
Plus, this lodge is really cool. You guys got one of those old arcade machines that's like a table? It's got Pac-Man and Galaga.
And I could totally hang out in this model train room and drink beer all the time. It's homey. Like the Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, but you're... No, hang on. My toga's getting twisted here. Hang on.
Togas are for ladies and dead guys and dead ladies. Why don't you get a pair of pants?
Why don't I fire myself off the top ropes into your midsection with an atomic light?
Why don't I tear your small intestine out of your mouth and your large intestine out of your asshole and use you like a skip rope?
Why doesn't everyone just calm down? The reason we brought you here is...
No, I see what's going on here. It's as clear to me as Crystal Pepsi. You don't want us to join because you're afraid we're going to take over your little Order of the Royal Water Buffalo.
Kind of a sausage fest.
Vienna sausages.
Well, I did see Athena back there picking out on a jar of cocktail onions and crushing champagne flutes into her forehead. A bit homely, but yeah, I guess it's a woman.
We're not afraid of you mortals! That is not the case!
We have peace then. We are not afraid of you.
No, that's not what this is.
Another example of the patriarchy.
You're a bunch of slackers, is why. You're not as industrious as we.
Then there is the matter of the Red One's personal hygiene.
The Red One smells bad.
He smells like an outhouse inside of an omst dumpster. You can call it an omsker.
You won't even debase yourselves before us!
Yeah, nuts to that.
I don't even recognize the authority of this ruling body. Now give me membership card.
In case of one smashing the head of manservant.
You mean our champion?
That should be points in our favor.
And your general fuckery.
You ain't got the character, son. And you ain't got the guts.
Actually, he's making a lot of sense. If that was your champion...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, We're not a very good team. We'd be the first to admit that.
Worst team ever.
Hey!
Hey!
Fuck you!
No, fuck off.
Fuck you!
You get to say that.
We're the best at teaming.
Even if people don't think so, we could use our mind rays to brain cleanse them into thinking that is the case.
Or I could just punch them in the kidney until they agree. Unanimously.
You try that on me, little man. I'll smash the back of your head in with a steel chair so hard, your eyes pop out your skull, and I'll pour 12-year bourbon over them like ice cubes. Oh, yeah!
God or no, you're getting precariously close to being Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Nobody's smashing anyone with a steel chair unless we're at a thrash metal show. Which, from where I'm standing, we are not.
I'll turn into the golden bull and impregnate your wife and wait 6 months and then beat you to death with the big-headed fetus baby I put inside her uterus, who will still be tougher than each and every one of you, yeah!
First of all, you've obviously never seen us party, because we have livers like San Quentin, if you know what that means. Just one of our many awesome powers.
And we do sometimes inadvertently stop crime. On purpose.
You only stop a crime by stumbling around.
And El Cocho is very upstanding.
That's true.
You are terrible.
And I just beat up your bouncer without even thinking about it.
I'm a champion!
Yeah, I'm picking your champion's teeth out of my knuckles.
Yeah, and we have the best recipe ever for Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor Irish Cream.
Ooh.
He was the best at making the best
he
homemade Bailey's.
Interest, like old school of interest. Yeah,
well, look,
yeah, and I mean the way he made it was you go to the Bailey's store and purchase the best Bailey's they have, and then you go home to the Revengerous compound and get a glass for everyone, and then open the Bailey's and then pour it into the glasses, and everyone will love it.
That's just part of the recipe. Look. You guys are just demigods, anyways. Aren't you the guys that are always bitching about how the mainstream gods are getting all the press?
Like Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Vishnu, Rug, Satan, Xenu. I think that's most of them.
Well, we didn't let Elon Hubbard in our council, because if we did, we'd have to let every Tom, Dick, and Koresh out there.
And that Kirsty Alley, this is fucking insufferable.
They have a deity superiority complex.
Yeah, it's like how San Franciscans feel about New York, or how Chicagoans feel about New York. Or how Ohioans feel about everywhere.
Look, the reason we called you idiots here is to talk about Zorzors.
What?
That guy? We smacked him around like 6 months ago. He's done.
Yeah.
But since then, he has grown in both raw power and cosmic pain in my ass.
So we'll put his ass back down again.
You are the only known entities in the universe to have defeated...
Yeah, well, it's dumb that no one else has. I mean, it was easy. All I just made up an attack on the spot.
You guys are really dumb.
Here is a prophecy.
Again with you and prophecies. You're forever prophesizing. You're horrible at it.
No, because...
You remember a few years ago when you were all, there's no way the Giants are going to win again in that Super Bowl. And then they went undefeated all season. I lost the farm. I had to eat old tires for a whole year.
You told me a foreign object was going to win the Intercontinental Belt at the Survivor Series.
Hey, what did you hit on a hard 20 at the blackjack table last week?
Look, according to the prophecy, you can Google if you don't believe me, the Revengerous are the prophesized enders to the coming storm to be on the way. Soon, but not that soon, but, you know, soonish, it's going to be big, too. Just use weights.
The Commodore does not recall this.
That's some prophecy.
Did you...
You guys got there.
Did you check that with Snopes.com?
Hey, how's about this? If you'll be our champions, then you shall become Lodge members on a 30-day trial basis. Of course, with the option to renew, then the silver membership.
It's not the gold membership.
No, not gold.
Membership perks also include Norse beer helmets, 90% off at Spencer's Gifts, free oil changes for life, and an actual kitchen sink.
But if... Big if here. Oh, if you can survive the coming battle. Ah, oh, but you're good. There's like a chance in there.
So, all we gotta do is survive?
Aye.
Alright, so we'll just lock ourselves up in the compound for like the next 6 months. Boom!
Or survive. Maybe some of
our deeper mind saps.
Hiding like the bunch of ostriches that you are. Okay. Hiding like the bunch of ostriches that you are. Ostriches are renowned cowards. Yeah.
I meant fight, survive, and be victorious.
Well, define your terms better, sucker.
Against Zorzors? Oh, we'll be victorious. All we have to do is survive is fetching.
I've never died before, because that one time didn't count.
Remember, you must save the borscht.
You're being kind of vague.
Borscht.
How's that prophesizing? It's soup. It's not even good soup.
Better than gazpacho.
Definitely.
French onion soup's the worst.
I don't like it. See, I hate onions, so...
And the French.
I mean, soup is like a non-food, so...
If you do that lame shit where you expect us to figure out your lame riddles to solve the crisis, then I'm just gonna back up here and kill all of you by punching you in the jerk faces in the face of the week. Of the week!
You'll be lame when I crush your skull into your midsection with my pile driver finish move, yeah!
Yeah, well, you'll be more lame when I do my Dr. Tasty's punch Zupiter in the face and also in other places. Move.
Gonna be the lamest when I get you in the big fork, Legolas!
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm gonna do it right now. Dr. Tasty's punch Zupiter in the face and then also shoot energy beams at him.
He's coming at me with a foreign object!
You're gonna have a lot of foreign objects in you when I'm done.
I'm gonna get you in the tasty glass of iced tea until you tap out.
The thing where I jump on your shoulders and put my legs around your head and then twist around and slam you on the ground.
Zupiter, Tasty, you both have bigger salamis. Cut it out.
Yeah, I'll get you next time like the boss gets a crowd at a concert.
Aww. Now these two assholes business further. That's gonna keep me up for... I'm done.
Now
I'm
go. Good. Leave us and diligently prepare for an indeterminate time in the future.
What was the purpose of this meeting again?
Go now, mortal fools! And enjoy our party and fine refreshments.
See you fun ghouls later.
I don't feel we got anything remotely meaningful out of this.
Oh! Party favors! Aw, nuts! They don't even have hookers! But they do have mixed nuts! The kinds with, like, macadamians in them. All of those!
That was weird. Oh, I...
Yeah. Those miniatures were kind of cool, though. They must have taken
this. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess this party's pretty good. I mean, I do kind of want to join their lodge, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to do any work to do that.
I've been initiated enough.
Yeah. They should join our group.
I'm totally okay with hanging out with Tasty and that Zupiter guy.
I don't want those assholes around us any more than I would want raisins in my cookies.
Well, not them, but look at the other cool people at this party. I mean, we've already met some really awesome folks. I mean, over behind the Greek god fraternity, the Kappa Tappa Kega, doing keg stands. The ghost of Bruce Lee is over there doing like some kind of demonstration. Alcocha, you should like.
The one inch punch lost his pizzazz after he became all ethereal and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. I was just at the bathroom.
Cool story, bro.
And guess who I ran into?
Who?
I ran into Anubis.
Egyptian god Anubis? The dog god?
Yeah, he was drinking out of the toilet. Anyhow, we got to talking about Book of the Dead. And he had mentioned the library and the Arm of the Sphinx. Okay. And he told me that on page 42, the fourth paragraph down, I guess it would be more of a hieroglyphic block, 14th hieroglyph in, the word the opens the door.
I think somebody would have stumbled on that by accident by now, but maybe they didn't, it just happened not to say it.
I'll have to check that out later.
Maybe so.
Well, I guess we're going to get down to... partying pretty hard here and whatnot, but we do have time for a product. Santa, what is your product for this week?
All right. My product for this week is the Lasco 420005 half inch. Now, this is a split PVC cross pipe for the low, low price of 77 cents. You can get this off of Google. It is amazing. I have never, ever seen a sprinkler warehousing system nearly this good and cheap. It is incredible. And trust me, you can end up believing me that this is the only Lasco 420005 that you will ever need as a split feet PVC crosspipe, because I have never tried it. Guys, enjoy.
What would you use it for? What would you possibly use it for?
It sounds like we could use it for drinking some of these drinks.
Yeah. Let's get to mixing. Mixing it up at this mixer.
What's
tequila? Sloshed.
Let's get some gut rot going.
Yeah, and while we're poisoning our minds and bodies, what do we always tell the kids?
Let's go shot for shot.
Beer before liquor, never sicker, or whatever that is. Drink beer, drink all the liquor. That's what that means.
Hey, smell my fingers!
Yeah, I'll be having Roman Cokes all
day. And also, we can't save you.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
You're fucked. You're fucked.
The moment is upon us. When the very eyes must come to realize the absolute truth of my godhood. The revengerists are fools. Fools taking arms against omnipotence. And they rush headlong into Armageddon. I shall provide them with a most glorious doomsday. And in the end, the heavens themselves will run red with blood.
Yeah, yeah, did you want to make that a combo?
How much more?
$12 more, you get a drink and fries.
Yes! Deliver unto me all the fries. Every last French freedom fried potato you have on premises. And don't forget my honey mustard dipping sauce!
All right, first window.
Thank you.